This podcast is sponsored by Stoney's Restaurant and Bar in Cirencester. For great food and friendly atmosphere, check out www.stoneys.co. Also, you can telephone them on 01285 642 006. This podcast is sponsored by the Old Calf Cirencester. For table bookings, reservations or further information, telephone 0756 839 6585 or 01285 651 484.
Ahoy hoy, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly digest of all the Star Wars news you need to know that I don't know.
Ah, all that you need to know that I don't know. Well, to be fair...
Episode 65.
To be fair, I thought it was going to be quite a quiet week, but there is things that we can talk about and some of interest.
It's amazing, isn't it? If you just tickle the titties of Star Wars news, what comes up?
I found that if I leave it and then digest it all at once, I tend to find more news than trying to trickle it all week and make notes.
And let me first, before we start, and for the people that are watching on YouTube rather than what they're listening, please apologise for my dusty bottoms. Because I've just come home from work and I haven't had a chance to change. I quickly put a different top on.
Yeah.
So I have my work bottoms on and they're very unprofessional and very dirty and dusty.
If we probably would never have noticed if you hadn't.
I'm sure people would have if they are watching on YouTube. No, but there you go. Carry on.
Right. So, excuse me. So, Star Wars toys. I love them and I know you love them, Pav. Well, Lego and Hasbro this last week have unveiled new toys from the Han Solo movie. So, Hasbro has shown pictures of its toys with all the principal characters, plus the chance to buy the new look Millennium Falcon. Now, have you seen these? The Millennium Falcon looks really fun, doesn't it?
It does.
So, is it something you'd buy?
Probably not, no.
What about Lego, then? Are you a fan of the Star Wars Lego?
I'm not a massive fan of the Star Wars Lego. I did have a lot of fun putting the BB-8 that I got for Christmas together.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work.
Oh, I love it. I can sit for hours and do it.
But the trouble I have is that I'm just worried that one knock, and then, especially like the BB-8, it's teetering on a shelf in my dining room. Just one knock and then and there's no way I'd be able to put it back together again. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather just buy a BB-8 or a toy and be able to play with it.
You keep the instructions.
Well, they've gone there.
That's what you do. Well, anyway, Lego has now shown pictures of the new model of the Millennium Falcon as well, which you can buy. And it's also stated when you buy this, you will get 7 Lego figures. They haven't confirmed which figures, although they have said the Han Solo one will be.
Well, obviously.
There. Obviously. And I would imagine Lando.
Yes.
Chewie.
I would assume at the start of the movie, the Millennium Falcon is his.
Yeah, they haven't said which, but I would say Chewie.
Yeah.
Probably Emilia Clarke's character.
Yeah.
Who else? Woody Harrelson, maybe?
Possibly.
Because I've seen a picture of him on there now.
Lando's droid.
Oh, yeah, whatever that is maybe called. Anyway, so this is all coming soon. UK prices have yet to be decided.
Okay.
But in America, I think it's $169 for the Millennium Falcon. But they are big.
Yeah.
They are big.
Yeah.
And the $99.99... for the Hasbro Millennium.
$99.99.
$99.99. There you go, 99.99.
Yes.
So, I love the Lego Star Wars stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. But the problem is, once you build it, and I never know where to put it, like you said.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I seriously thought about getting some glue and while I was putting it together to glue it.
You should have.
But it's a good job I didn't, because I got a couple of bits wrong.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because the BB-8, you twist part on the side, and then his arm comes out with a
thumbs up. Not the bird.
No, with a thumbs up, and also there's another bit on the other side which makes his head move.
Right,
and I got a bit of it wrong. So if I had have stuck it all together, it would have been useless. I wouldn't have. It would have been no good to.
Maybe
man,
that's
not
what
beast.
You should have done: is built it once, practice, do it again, and put glue it.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Oh,
way too much.
Anyway, so on a collector's note, because people do collect the Star Wars and the figures things, New Zealand Mint has released its first ultra-high relief 2-ounce silver coin for 2018. It's got Yoda on it, and there is only 5,000 available worldwide. So they are proper collector's items. These, they're saying if you read into them, if you do invest in one in years to come, they will be worth a lot of money. And I'd say if you want one, Pav, you better be quick.
Well, how much are they?
It doesn't say. You have to inquire for the price.
So. Well, see, I've always had that adage that if you have to ask the price of something, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
If they don't put the price on, it's going to be a silly price.
But for the rich Star Wars collectors, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, but that's not fair, is it? Because Star Wars is for everybody.
Yeah, but there's only 5,000 available. They're going to have a whacking price, aren't they? Wasn't he whacking price?
Careful, you're knocking the camera every time you move your leg with the wire.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I tell you what, so you do it again.
I'm trying to move my foot away. I've got to move it away, pal.
Oh, dear. Anyway,
no, after yeah, that's that one. So okay. I thought you'd be interested in that one. So after Trevorrow was let go for episode 9 and J.J. Abrams was on board to finish the saga, we know things must be at a fast pace to be ready for them to start shooting. Details surrounding everything else on this is sketchy, but one thing that has been learnt from Lucasfilm is that art director Paul Inglis has been hired for the final chapter. Inglis is an artist. Why are you looking at me like that?
It's like you're trying to say English, but you're getting it wrong.
Inglis. It is Inglis.
Okay,
of extraordinary variety, with decades of work behind him. He did art, the artistry on Children of Men, Prometheus, ooh, Skyfall, and ooh, recently Blade Runner 2049. Ooh. They are saying this is an exciting prospect for the look of the film with this creative vision for when shooting should begin this year in June, although they are saying this is only a rumour. Now, people are saying that his artwork is revolutionary, the way he changes things, and it's a new one. It's going to be a new vision for Star Wars.
Okay, what do they mean by that?
Well, the way he approaches things. So if you look at some of his concept art for Blade Runner, it looks a lot different to what you usually see. So when you see storyboards and things, art production for, let's say, the prequel trilogy, it's hard to describe. I'd say go and have a look at his pictures and his artwork and things like that. So,
okay.
I think that's an interesting thing, especially. Well, no, I really do because he's in the industry. He's like really revered, and he's like really. You know, people say he's at the top of his game. He's a bit like, what's his name, Wally Pfister or whatever.
Mm.
You know, everybody wants him. And, well, there we are.
Well, it'll be interesting to see when we start seeing some, well, concept art.
If we see some concept art.
Well, little bits tend to...
Trickle out
at the very, very start of, like, pre-production, which...
They're obviously in,
they're going to be in, yeah.
Yeah. Right, let's go to the Star Wars game. Battlefront,
Battlefront 2. Yeah.
I bought this, tried to play it. It was okay. I found it a bit short, and it was a little bit boring in place.
What the actual campaign bit?
Yeah.
Have you played the second bit as well?
The second bit? What as opposed to, what do you mean the second bit?
They've added a bit to it, didn't they?
Oh, I haven't played that.
Which was set like 30 years later.
Oh, right, I haven't played that bit yet. I haven't been on it for a while. But
I quite enjoyed the story.
Yeah, it was all right.
Because you got to see Han and Luke and Leia.
Yeah. It was okay. But it seems Battlefront 2, the Star Wars game sequel, didn't sell as well as they had hoped, with Super Mario's Odyssey outselling it on a lesser platform console, apparently. And now, rumour has it that Disney are less than happy with EA about this and are looking for new developers and programmers for the next stream of games.
Well, that is also a lot to do with the loot boxes and all of that kerfuffle and having to pay for things to be able to carry on, do well in the game.
Yeah.
All of that was just...
stupid.
It's just badly managed.
And money-making to the extreme, wasn't it?
Well, it's what they... There's some fantastic and fascinating videos on YouTube all about how EA count on... things like loot boxes and Ultimate Team in FIFA and stuff like that. Yeah. That's where they make their money. They don't make their money on selling the selling the game. They make their money on all of the microtransactions.
Yeah.
And obviously, when there was all this bad feeling about the microtransactions at the start of when Battlefront 2 was released, and they suspended them, I think they've started putting them back on again now, the microtransactions and stuff. But I think you had to spend something like $2,500 to be able to get all of the power-ups.
Wow.
But there were some people that would do that.
Yeah, absolutely there are. Well, just like FIFA, isn't it?
Yeah.
They will buy and buy and buy until they get
the problem you're having is you're having kids maxing out their parents' credit cards and that to do it, and it was wrong.
And especially as Disney is such a family-orientated business, allegedly.
Yeah. And also, it's Star Wars is a Disney, one of Disney's jewels in the crown. So if they get, and there was a lot of backlash against the Star Wars brand, and Disney didn't like that.
No. Right.
So it makes a lot of sense. And also, I think Visceral Games, I think it was, that was making a first-person shooter Star Wars game, and EA apparently closed them down.
Oh, really?
When this was a game that a lot of people were really, really excited about, and then the CEO of EA or somebody from EA said, no, first-person shooters aren't the future. But loads, obviously everybody was really excited about this first-person style, Uncharted-style Star Wars game set in the Star Wars universe.
I mean, I think it would be fantastic to have that Uncharted.
That sort of game, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Luke and Han. You can have a completely separate universe.
Yeah.
Just get some original writers and developers, and you could have a brilliant game, a hit, couldn't you?
Well, hopefully that's what may happen, but...
Would you like to see a GTA-style Star Wars, where you just have a free roaming around?
I would love a game where it's a universe...
Yeah.
That you can wander around in and fly ships and go from planet
steal
to planet.
Ships.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And just shooting stuff and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't mind. I think Battlefront 2 is better than Battlefront 1.
Oh, well, it's straight away because it's got the campaign, hasn't
it? Yeah, so. But it's... I don't know. I think, have EA been top of the game for so long that they get complacent and they think that everyone's just going to go out and buy the game and... buy all the microtransactions and treat
their
customers with a little bit of contempt. I think that's what's probably happened.
Yeah, people do it with FIFA, don't they?
Yeah.
They buy it every year, although it's nearly the same game.
I do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you buy it every year?
Yeah.
I go every other year. Because I just think nothing really changes that much.
No.
Right, okay, moving on. It's been revealed that the Iron Man and Jungle Book director, actor Jon Favreau, is voicing an important character in the Han Solo movie. Ron Howard tweeted saying of a picture of them together, "Wondering why we are all together? Jon Favreau is voicing a very cool and important alien character for Han Solo. Flattered and fortunate I could pull him away from his Lion King directing duties." So, I love Jon Favreau.
Yeah, I do.
When he's an actor, when he plays the side role in Iron Man, that movie, Chef, I think he's great. So, I think that's a great choice for a voice. He's got quite a distinct voice as well, if you listen.
Do you think so?
Yeah, if you listen to him.
Okay, does it say what kind of character he's playing?
Just says, a very cool and important alien character.
Right, so he's not going to be on screen, it's just going to be the voice.
He's voiced, yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
I'm sure we'll hear about other famous people that are going to be here, there, and everywhere and stuff.
I'll talk on to the next thing in a minute, which I went and had a look on, and it made me laugh. Is when I searched for The Last Jedi, and I was searching this story about the home release of it, it said, it doesn't say starring Mark Hamill or Daisy Ridley or anything like that on Amazon. It said starring Tom Hardy.
Really?
Yeah. The most bizarre thing. And he just had a little cameo, and we don't even know which one he was, do we?
Yeah, very strange.
Anyway, so talking of that, the official UK release date for the digital download, Blu-ray and the 4K Ultra HD will be April the 9th. So we are actually getting it later than America.
Yeah, because it's March 14th and then March 28th, isn't it?
Yeah, and we are getting it later in the UK. but it will feature over 2 hours of bonus features and a commentary, and the full list is as follows. If you want me to tell you what's on them.
Go on, then.
So, The Director and the Jedi go deep behind the scenes with writer-director Rian Johnson on an intimate and personal journey through the production of the movie and experience what it's like to helm a global franchise and cultural phenomenon. Balance of the Force. I've got to take a breath. It's an actor's breath, all right? Balance of the Force. Explore the mythology of the Force and why Rian Johnson chose to interpret its role in such a unique way. So then we have scene breakdowns. So we've got lighting the spark, getting the space battle. Get a close-up look at the epic space battle, from the sounds that help propel the action through the practical and visual effects to the characters who bring it all to life. And then we got Snoke and Mirrors. Hey, what a pun that
Very
is.
Very good, yeah.
Motion capture and Star Wars collide as the filmmakers take us through the most detailed process of creating the movie's malevolent master villain. And then we got Showdown on Crait. So break down everything that went into creating the stunning world scene in the movie's final confrontation, including the interplay between real-world locations and visual effects, reimagining the walkers and designing crystal foxes, and much, much more. We've also got Andy Serkis Live, One Night Only. Writer-director Rian Johnson presents two exclusive sequences from the movie featuring Andy Serkis, riveting, raw, on-set performance before his digital makeover into Snoke.
Interesting.
That will be very fascinating. A collection of deleted scenes with an introduction and optional commentary by writer-director Rian Johnson. And then we have, this is the one I would like to listen to very much, audio commentary. View the movie with in-depth feature audio commentary by writer-director Rian Johnson. And then it's got a little hashtag, digital bonus offerings may vary by different retailers. So, exciting match.
It is, it's just a shame it's got to wait till April.
I don't understand that.
I really want to see it again. I really want to see the movie again.
I would have thought they'd have tried to get it out at the end of March for Easter.
Yeah. Well, I did see The Force Awakens with the commentary.
And
as much as he's very deadpan, J.J. Abrams, when he's talking, but there were some really interesting...
Did you learn anything new?
Bits. Yeah, one of the bits, when Kylo Ren is talking to Snoke, and he's talking to him through his mask, and he's obviously looking up, that mask was CGI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because originally the scene was shot where you saw Kylo Ren's face.
Yeah.
And then JJ decided, or whoever was writing the story at the time, they decided that they didn't want to see his face yet because obviously he takes his helmet off when he's interrogating Rey.
Yeah, yeah.
And that made it more of a, oh my God, look, it's not like a battle-scarred, old person. It's a it's a long-haired...
Youth,
yeah. So they CGI'd the helmet.
Wow!
While he was talking to Snoke, which was something that obviously I did.
Yeah,
you
wouldn't tell. Would you?
I didn't know about. But it's very interesting, and it's one thing I do like because you get to know lots of information about movies. But then when you're hearing it from the director's mouth, that's what I think The Last Jedi is going to be really, really fascinating.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I was just finding it. I was pulling the plonker. There is also a little trailer if you want to watch
yes,
it.
Yes, I did see it.
It's quite very good
because it's got a lot of. It's not the sort of trailer that would ever have been released.
No.
Before the movie came out, because Yoda's in it.
Yeah,
and
there's too many spoilers.
Yeah, there's lots of spoilers.
But it was officially Star Wars UK that has announced the date of April the 9th. So, and they're linking you to Amazon to buy it, but all other retailers are there. I was just going to say, if you're interested, there's all sorts of disc specifications that have come in for everything. It goes beyond me, but it's got subtitles for everything and all the stereos. Have you got one of the soundbars or anything?
Yes.
Yeah. So you got the full sound. It's optimized for soundbars.
Ooh.
Especially if you get the 4K Ultra.
Well, it's one thing about, and this is going into personal stuff, but I'm not sure. I need to get a 4K movie because I need to see whether it'll play on. Because obviously, I've got a PS Pro, which is a 4K machine, but I'm not sure whether it transmits 4K into my TV because I've got a whole thing going with this HDR setting that when I click it on my TV, I can't see anything off of my PlayStation.
Right.
It seems to block the signal somewhere. So.
And you try Googling the answer.
Yeah, and it's all crap. It doesn't give me an answer at all.
Yeah.
So we need to try and work that out. But I'm going to.
Your TV is 4K. Sorry.
I believe it is. When I bought it, it was bought under the assumption it was a 4K TV.
Right.
But. Yeah.
Anyway, we're having a technical thing now.
You don't need to worry about that.
But that's it. And also, if you go online, you can see the packaging for the said Blu-rays and DVDs and the 4K Ultra HD, which does look really nice. Anyway.
Yeah.
So if you've got any comments on the video, do please comment below. Leave your name and whatever question you may have for us. And when you do, please press the like button.
Yeah, so we've not got long now till Han Solo movie will be coming out soon.
The home release of Last Jedi.
Yeah,
first.
So we'll have to do our commentary. Do a commentary on that.
We'll have to settle in for the night for that one.
Yeah, we will. 2 hours and blah blah blah.
Yeah, 2 hours 40 minutes, is it?
Something like that. Wow. We'll have to get some popcorn and everything for that one.
Sleeping bags.
Saucy.
Saucy.
So that's it. So come and subscribe to the podcast and please leave a rating and a review. It would be wonderful. And email us pancast@live.com if you want to leave us any particular comments, and all the gubbins on YouTube if you want to do it. But today's the day when we lose monetization because we haven't got the right amount of subscribers and we haven't got the right amount of viewing hours. So yeah. YouTube, you can... suck my big fat one.
And that's out on the podcast as well. Enjoy that little rant.
So thank
it's
you
big
very
fat
much.
Lightsaber.
Indeed. So thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you all again very soon. And may the Force be with you all.
Ways.